Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
With Selection Sunday on the horizon, the UNC women's team is on a different kind of bubble. This is Michael Coe filling in for Art Chansky with Monday's Sports Notebook. Courtney Banghart's Tar Heels bowed out in the semifinals of the ACC tournament for the second straight season Saturday. Now, all Carolina can do is wait and see where it's headed for the NCAA tournament. The Tar Heels currently project as either a 5 seed in the tournament or a 4 seed. That may not sound like much of a difference until you consider a 4 seed gets to host first and second round matchups at its home gym, while the 5 seed has to travel. If the seeds hold, that 5 seed has to play a true road game to reach the Sweet 16. UNC has been in this position before. In 2022, Carolina had hopes of hosting until it received a 5 seed in the tournament. The Tar Heels showed how foolish that was by blasting 4 seed Arizona in Tucson on their way to the Sweet 16. UNC finally earned a host spot last season as a 3 seed, beating number 14 Oregon State and number 6 West Virginia to advance. It was the first time Carmichael Arena had hosted NCAA action since 2015. This year, the bracketologists can't seem to agree on what to do with Carolina. There are things to like on the Tar Heels' CV. A third-place finish in the ACC, 14 regular season conference wins, and 13 combined quad 1 and 2 wins. But it might be a questionable home loss versus Stanford and a blowout loss at Notre Dame, which hold UNC back. Should Carolina be sent on the road, it's not exactly a death sentence. The Tar Heels' 13 wins away from home are tied for the 4th most in the nation this season. That includes wins in road environments which typically have haunted Carolina, including Raleigh and Blacksburg. But there's something to be said for Carmichael hosting big-time basketball games and energizing a program which deserves more attention than it currently receives. Because the ACC Women's Tournament is played a week before the men's event, the Tar Heels have an extended break before their next game. It could be 2 weeks before we see Banghart's team again. That gives plenty of time for pundits like me to present Carolina's Carmichael case, but also plenty of time to remember that the Tar Heels have reached the second weekend the hard way before. This is Michael Coe. I'll see you next time.